Brilliance Audio presents Sacrifice of Darkness, a Guardians of Eternity novella by Alexandra Ivy, performed by Tanya Eby. Human architects and artists had created a beautiful tribute beneath the city of Athens. The underground stoas were a hidden labyrinth of shops and villas, and even some temples. The beauty, however, paled in comparison to the grandeur demons created in the subterranean tunnels buried deep in the ground. The sprawling fight club was built of rare marble with arched doorways that led to vast rooms filled with a wide variety of entertainment. Water sprites splashed among the sparkling fountains, and naked imps sprawled on velvet pillows for any vampire in need of blood, or anything else they might hunger for. Even the actual fighting pit had been built in the style of an elegant amphitheater, a cage in the center, and marble seats sweeping upward in the shape of a fan. It was all very civilized, except for the air that pulsed with thick, savage violence. Leaving the pit, still covered in the blood of his latest opponent, Javad the Vanquisher strolled through the corridors with their fluted columns and heavy tapestries that depicted his rise as a fighter. He couldn't remember each and every battle that had been embroidered on the heavy velvet. Still, he had a vivid memory of the first time his sire, Venom, had placed him in a fighting pit. The orc he'd been about to battle had laughed at the sight of Javad in a simple loincloth, his dark hair pulled back, and his hands empty. The creature had assumed that Javad needed weapons to be dangerous. Javad had swiftly taught him the error of his ways. The battle had ended when Javad ripped the tusk out of the male's mouth and used it to slice open the orc's chest, destroying the heart. Stories of the gruesome victory had spread far and wide. Within a few decades, Venom had abandoned the small demon club to create a larger, more exclusive establishment, offering the opportunity for demons to wager vast sums of money on their ability to defeat Javad the Vanquisher. They'd become successful beyond their wildest imaginings. Lately, however, it didn't feel like success to Javad. In fact, everything had started to feel like a prison, and in some ways, it was. From the moment Javad had awakened as a vampire, Venom had stressed the importance of loyalty. He reminded Javad over and over that most sires abandoned their offspring before they ever rose from the grave, and that Javad would be dead or roaming the mountains of Persia alone and feral if Venom hadn't taken him into his lair. It had been he who'd taught Javad to survive as a vampire. He who'd protected him when they were attacked by a roving band of hellhounds. He'd also honed Javad's fighting skills. And any time Venom feared that he hadn't fully earned his undying obedience, he used fists, whips, and even silver chains to bend Javad to his will. Now he was so indoctrinated, believing that he owed Venom his very soul, that the mere thought of walking away caused him physical pain.